Okay, next up is Brother Baker with the song Cobalt and Fading. And what Brother Baker did in this song is, quite a high bar. They set kind of a compositional challenge for themselves in that there's alternating time signatures here. The verses are in 7-4, which hits you immediately. You're in kind of an alternate time signature from pretty much everything that we've heard. The beats, the measures are landing differently in your soul as you try to follow along with the song. And I just love that. It's a tough thing to pull off, but there's nothing clunky about it. They're not, trying to make the gimmick more than the song itself. I think the melody, the performance in those verses is worthy of that time signature challenge. And then maybe because that was such a high bar and really grabbed me among all the songs I'd been hearing, then I felt the chorus going back to 4-4 and was a little just kind of samey, and nothing about the chorus really wowed me the same way. But they're still doing something really cool that others hadn't done. I mean, we're going back and forth. I'm sorry, it doesn't go to 4-4 in the chorus. It's like a 6-4 thing, but still a little bit more comfortable of a time signature. They're doing cool things with the lyrics about color. There's images of color theory of vibrance and warmth, and these are some of the imagery that they're using. Am I right, guys? Is this the group, the performer that has two vocalists alternating, or is it? Did I get confused? And it's actually the same person, but just kind of.
I wondered that myself, and I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
Well, I wondered that about the newfangled trolleys too.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
There's definitely two separate sort of character vocals involved, I think.
Okay. Well, I thought I heard it as a band with two singers, and that was also an unusual thing and something that they pulled off pretty well, if indeed that's what's happening. Or if the brother and the baker are just two parts of the same mind.
Could be.
It's kind of cool.
This was very well produced, but despite the alt-metal yelling, I couldn't quite get into it, and I'm not sure why. Because everything sounds fine, and the time signature changes are done well and sound good and natural. And that is, I think, key. I've said this a lot before. I don't think there's any reason to have 5-4 in your song. I don't think there's any reason to have 7-8 in your song if it sounds like it's 5-4 and 7-8. I don't think there's any reason to have time signature switches in your song if it sounds awkward and you can't groove to it. So this song, I thought, again, everything sounds fine. The time signature changes sound natural, and that's very impressive. But maybe the general melody throughout the song, and in particular, maybe the slowdown in the chorus is what put me off, because you got this level of energy and then they drop it more or less down to halftime for the chorus. I know it's done because you want to have this sort of more or less catchy extension of the key phrase, but it's still kind of, whatever it was, something put me off of the song, and I don't know exactly what it is, but I suspect it might be that. It's undeniably impressive, so I'll rank it okay, but it never really engaged me, and again, gut-level engagement is big with me for judging.
I thought that the chorus had sort of an intense emotional power to it, that's sort of like longing for vibrance, which is, I don't think it's something I've ever said before, and I'm not sure how many people have ever said that before. It's a strange thing to long for, but I guess maybe if your world is all sort of faded and gray and not interesting. A lot of power in the chorus, and it's a lot of drama in the chorus, and I think the vocals effectively convey that, so kudos to the singer for really being expressive and emotive in the chorus. So yeah, I like the intensity and I like the emotional weight of the song, but I struggle a little bit to find the reasoning behind those emotions. And it's I guess when I look at the song bio, I can kind of understand why the lyrics are the way they are. But I think absent that, it would have been hard to figure out. I thought the piano added some gravitas. There was some great guitar work and some good dynamics and shifts in mood between verse and chorus that I thought were pretty well done. I didn't even notice that there were a shift in time signature, and I would not have known that there was unless I read the prompt. So good job on making that smooth.
Yeah. I mean, just that you didn't notice it means it was done particularly well.